Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
It'll be Russell's basketball to start this second quarter here as they lead Mountain Home 15-12 in this boys' game. Again, this is a non-conference finale. Mountain Home will start 5A East play Friday night at Jonesboro. May takes the inbound pass from Peter. We're back underway. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Allen on the right side. Now over to Kate Schaefer. Now to Peter. Up top to May. May is going to take the screen. It's going to be an illegal screen called against Jackson Schaefer. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 6 against Russellville and their second turnover of the night. We are 12 seconds into the second quarter. Mountain Home with the ball back with a chance to either cut to one or possibly tie on this possession. Here's Sorrell. Gives it to McGee. Back to Sorrell. Sorrell gets it across the timeline. Gives it to Jones near the right corner. Jones going to drill down into the lane, going up for the dunk! Matt Jones with both right defender to get the one-handed slam. And back comes Russell going in. Kate Schaefer going into the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 7:24 left of the first half. Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. So it will be Cade Schaefer at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. First shot is up, no good. So one more free throw for Schaefer, for Cade Schaefer. Second shot is up. Good. He gets one of two. That's his first point of the night. 16-14. Russellville leading it. Here is Crawford throwing it to McGee. Over to Sorrell now. Into the, actually, not quite to the front court. Ball goes to McGee. Now back to Sorrell, who gets it across the timeline. Up top it goes to McGee. He finds Crawford on the right side. Crawford will give it up top to McGee. Back over to Sorrell. Sorrell finds Gilbert in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by May. And back quickly comes Russellville. May quickly into the front court finds Peter. Now up top to Allen. Allen's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Kate Schaefer. He gets it out to May in the right corner. May's going to go dribble down to the lane for the running for the jumper. No good. Misses everything. And Mount's home comes up with the rebound. 6:43 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. 16-14, Russellville leading it. Here's Jones throwing it to McGee, over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the reverse slam, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Jackson Schaefer. He'll give it to Allen, who quickly brings it into the front court. Allen is going to find Kate Schaefer on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. He will bring it back the other way for Mountain Home. 6:17 left in the first half. Cyclones up by two. Gilbert finds Sorrell on the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into lane, going up for the layup. Good, and we're tied up. Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points, our first tie of the night. 16 all with 5:56 left to play in the half. And Russellville's going to turn it over. I'm back on the other end. Their third turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert with a chance to give Mountain Home their first lead of the night. Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side. Now goes down towards the corner. Now kicks up top to Jones. Over to Sorrell on the right side. Finds McGee near the corner. McGee drills out a little more to the wing. Gives it near the top to Crawford. Now Gilbert has it over on the left side to Sorrell. Now up top to Jones. Over on the right side to McGee. Gives it there to Gilbert on the wing. Up top to Crawford. Crawford is going to kick it up top to Sorrell. Sorrell will throw it over to Gilbert on the right side. 5:10 left to play in the half. Gilbert drills to the elbow, kicks out to Jones. Jones is going to try for the three on the wing. Good! Matt Jones with 7 points. Our first lead change of the night. Bombers up 19-16 with less than 5 minutes left to the half. May into the front court, throws it to Peter. Now over to Kate Schaefer. Over the left side to Allen. Over on the right now to May. Now down low block to Jackson Schaefer. He He's going to try for the layup. No, they're going to call for travel before he gets the shot off. Russell's fourth turnover of the night. He's going to come out of the game. And now Abe Crawford's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Satch Harris. Russell brought in a few subs. Spencer Terry, one of them. I believe Ryan Sikowski is another one. Here's Sorrell, gives it to McGee. Now to Harris. Harris will get across the timeline, trying to avoid the double team. Now picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Gilbert's going to... they're going to call... I guess they're going to call Harris for a travel. They said he landed back. He jumped up and then landed back on his feet before he got the ball away. So that is a travel. That's Mount Tom's fourth turnover of the night. 4:20 left to play in the first half. Mount Tom leading 19-16. Peter has it, gives it on the low block to Sikowski. Sikowski loses the handle. The ball gets it back. It's going in for the layup. No good, but a late foul call. And two shots coming up for Ryan Sikowski with 4:10 left to play in the first half. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5, against the Bombers here in the first half. So Ryan Sikowski at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. First shot is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Ryan Sikowski. Second shot is up. He gets both. He now has his first 2 points. 4:10 left to play in the first half. Mount Tom leading 19-18. Sorrell takes inbound pass. Gets into the front court. Finds Harris on the left corner. Harris going down into the lane. Has his pass knocked away. Is able to get it back. Finds Jones. Well, boy, almost a turnover there for Mount Tom, but they were able to keep possession. Here's Sorrell finding McGee. Over to Harris on the left wing. Now Harris going to drill down into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And we'll head to the free throw line with 3:41 left in the first half. Trey Allen picks up his second personal foul. That's a 7th team foul. That does put Mount Home in the bonus, but this is going to be 2 shots regardless. Satch Harris at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. So Dawson Tabor's going to come in now for Mountain Home, replacing Adam Sorrell. So one more free throw coming up for Harris. Harris' second shot is up, and he gets both. Satch Harris with 4 points. Mountain Home's lead back to 3 now, 21-18 our score. A little over 3.5 minutes. Let's play in this first half. Here is Terry with the ball on the left side. He gets there on the wing to Peter. Now Allen has it at the elbow. Boy, Allen just faked Harris out of his shoes and went in for the easy layup. Good. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. Trey Allen with 9 points. We'll break with 3:27. Let's play in the first half. Mount Tom leading Russellville 21-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Tom takes their first time out of the night after Trey Allen. Boy, that was a good job by Trey Allen to be able to fake Satch Harris out of his shoes there at the elbow and then go in for the lane for the easy layup. 21-20, Bombers leading it with less than 3.5 minutes. Let's play in the first half. Here's Harris with it. And the ball is kicked away. Goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Tom's basketball with 3:19. Let's play in the first half here on the near sideline. Kay Schaefer's going to check out the game as he'll be replaced by Grant Smith. Inbound pass goes to Harris. Now back over to McGee. Back over to Harris. Into the front court goes to Jones. Now to Gilbert. Over to McGee on the left side. McGee's going to try for the three on the wing. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Peter. And back comes Russell with a chance to get the lead back. Ball goes to Sikowski in the front court. He's going to go in for the lane for the layup. Good. Ryan Sikowski with 4 points, and that's our second lead change. Russell's up 22-21. And now Russell comes up, almost came up with a steal in the backcourt. Unfortunately for Peter, he was just a little too close to that baseline. Amsterdam's going to check back into the game for the Bombers as Satch Harris takes a seat. 2:50 left to play in the first half. It is a one-point Cyclone advantage. McGee inbounds it to Sorrell. Another zone press for Russell. Ball goes to Gilbert. Now to Tabor in the front court. He has it on the left wing. Now gives it back to Gilbert. Now to Jones there on the left side. Jones will throw it up top to Sorrell. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's trying to avoid a double team. Finds Sorrell there near the corner. Now Sorrell picks up his dribble. Gives it back to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going into the lane, loses the handle of the ball. Oh, they're going to call a foul there on Russellville. I believe two shots are coming up for Mountain Home. Yes, they are. Trayon picks up his third personal foul, eighth team foul against the Cyclones. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 7 points so far this evening. 2:24 left in the first half as Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. Allen's going to take a seat with his third foul as he'll be replaced by Donye May. One more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 9 points for Wyatt Gilbert. Mountain Home's back on top. That's our third lead change of the night. 23-22, our score with less than 2.5 minutes left of the first half. Here is Terry with it. Finds Smith. Now ball goes over to Sikowski there on the left corner. He'll give it to Peter. Peter will give it back to Sikowski on the wing. Up top to May. A little over 2 minutes left of the first half. May takes the screen, now dribbles towards the right elbow, gives it to Terry on the wing, finds Sikowski on the low block. He tries the turnaround jumper. He's going to get it off the glass and in. Boy, Mountain Home wanting a travel call there as Ryan Sikowski now has 6 points, but they're not going to get it. That's our fourth lead change of the night. 24-23, Russellville back on top with 1:41 left of the half. Here is Gilbert with it, gets it across the timeline, gives it up top to McGee, finds Tabor, giving it to Jones in the lane for the layup. Good! Our fifth lead change of the night. Mountain Home back on top, 25-24, with less than a minute and a half left of the first half. Here's May with it on the right wing. May dribbles towards free throw line, gives it up top to Smith. Over to Sikowski on the right elbow. Sikowski gives it back to Smith on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Grant Smith with his first 3 points of the night. And our sixth lead change this evening. 27-25, Russellville leading it. Here is Gilbert with it. Into the front court, it goes to Tabor. Now up top to Jones. Back over to Gilbert. 50 seconds left of the half. A 2 point Russellville advantage. Gilbert finds Jones near the corner. Up top, it goes to Tabor. Finds Sorrell by the lane by himself for the layup. Good. Our second tie of the night. 27 all with 34 seconds left of the half. Here is May with it on the right wing. He throws up top to Peter. Finds Sikowski in the low block. He's trying to go up for another shot. A fadeaway shot. No good. And a foul will be called on the rebound against Grant Smith. That's his first personal foul. He goes over the back. 19th foul against Russellville. And now Dawson Tabor is going to go to the line for the one-and-one opportunity with 22 seconds left. This will be his first trip to the line this evening. And a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Right now, this game's got six lead changes and two ties in it. So Tabor's first free throw is up and good, so he does get the bonus, and that is our seventh lead change of the night. Second free throw for Tabor. Shot is up, and he gets both. Dawson Tabor with 2 points. He's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Abe Crawford. 29-27. Mountain Home on top with 22 seconds left of the half. May into the front court for the Cyclones. 15 seconds. May will dribble into the lane. He's going up for the layup shot. May have been partially blocked. Sikowski comes up with the ball. He goes back over there. He can't get it to go. This time Jones gets the rebound. Mountain Home with a chance. 7 seconds left to get some more points on the board. 4 seconds. And the ball's knocked away. May's going to come up with a steal. Put up the three. He can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Two quarters are in the books of this boys' game. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Russellville 29-27. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Today on Hey Culligan, softer equals better, here's a tweet from at Itchy in Idaho. Hey, Culligan, my laundry is so scratchy, I just cut myself on a cable knit sweater. Any suggestions? Hashtag send help. Hey, at Itchy in Idaho, yes, the Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener will make that thing so soft, it'll go from cable knit to cable knot. Itchy. Hashtag soft laundry. Hashtag already on the way. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
Here are three things about Vistaprint business cards. Which do you think is true? One, our business cards are now edible. Two, our business cards now come with sound effects. Three, our business cards now ship for free. Yep, it's three. All Vistaprint business cards now ship free, and that goes for any style and quantity. You pick the style, the shape, and the paper. The result is a card you're proud to hand out. So visit Vistaprint.com for free shipping on all business cards in any style and any quantity. Just use promo code 3939. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.